In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, when we celebrate a wedding, we sometimes feel that a good third of the congregation looks at the couple with a hint of disillusionment, secretly thinking, poor them, they have no idea what lies ahead. Indeed, marriage is a demanding way of life. Being married means being like Christ and the church, offered to one another. This is why marriage is not the first-class burial of passion. Marriage is passion transformed into self-offering. I am no longer here to take or for the satisfaction of receiving, but to give and for the joy of being offered, even in a sense of being sacrificed. In the Gospel of the Wedding at Cana, Jesus begins his public ministry by turning water into wine. Jesus, the Son of God, who refused to turn stone into bread at the prompting of Satan, disdains not to turn water into wine at the prompting of his mother. This miracle, performed at a wedding, is not insignificant. It reveals not only his divinity, but also the profound meaning of marriage as a sign of faithful and fruitful love between God and his people. This narrative highlights a love that is both human and divine, a love rooted in reality, in the concrete needs of a couple and a community. Catholic marriage is not an abstract idea or a romantic dream, but a vocation deeply rooted in reality. Pope Pius XI reminds us that marriage is a divine institution aimed at the sanctification of spouses and the transmission of life. He said, "True conjugal love requires that a man be profoundly and totally devoted to his wife, that he serves her true good." To love is not to gaze into each other's eyes with longing sighs. Marriage is not just a way to satisfy some emotional need two people may feel. It is not merely a response to the personal qualities which first draw two people together, because appearances fade, emotions pass, beauty too, some way, but grace ripens. In an age where love is often reduced to fleeting emotion or selfish desire, Catholic marriage reminds us that love is an act of self-giving. It's not about losing oneself in dreams or virtual illusions, but about giving oneself, body and soul, to the other. Benedict XVI emphasizes the dignity of human love, which involves respecting the body as a temple of the Holy Ghost. He warns against the forms of disembodied love that proliferates in modern culture, particularly through pornography and virtual relationships that reduce others to objects of conception. Freedom without truth leads to the destruction of love. Freedom without truth leads to the destruction of love, said St. John. Dear faithful, pornography, like purely virtual relationships, alienates humans from the truth of love, which is always personal, incarnate, and open to the other. Pornography destroys our connection to reality by trapping individuals in sterile fantasy. True relationships are concrete and demanding. The other forces me to step out of myself and my comfort zone. A click on a computer is far less effort than giving a thoughtful gift to a friend. At the wedding at Cana, Jesus acts in a concrete setting. A wedding feast, where the wine, a symbol of joy and abundance, is running out. By addressing the immediate needs of the couple, he shows that authentic, genuine love does not shy away from human realities, but elevates them through grace. Similarly, Mary, through her intercession, teaches us to be attentive to the concrete needs of others. Marriage is a place where God's grace manifests in simple gestures. A smile, a forgiveness, a service rendered. Love is not an abstract idea, but a commitment that transforms daily life. Love in marriage is not, once again, an idealistic dream, but a vocation to live in reality with its joys and challenges. John Paul II invites us to rediscover the beauty of marriage as a path to holiness. Man becomes the image of God not only through his humanity, but through the communion of persons. To the couple present, I encourage you, do not seek perfect love in illusions, but build authentic love by giving yourself to one another daily in the truth of your body's hearts and soul. Catholic marriage, like the wedding at Cana, is a sign for today's world. In a world often tempted by the virtual and the abstract, it proclaims that true love is lived in reality, in self-giving and sacrifice. To all of us, let us root our lives in this truth. Love is not dreamed. Love is given. It is incarnate. It becomes new wine for the salvation of the world. To conclude, note how silent the miracle seems to be. The Holy Scriptures says nothing about the look of the water or the wine. The wine comes as a quiet surprise to the servants, could not perceive before the head waiter actually tasted it. And the text says that this miracle manifested Jesus' glory. So glory doesn't need to be the result of thunder and lightning, healings, or other dramatically visible miracles performed by Christ. Glory can be the result of somebody's quiet realization that a miracle has occurred. Glory is God's personal impact on us. It is true that when God showed himself from the midst of clouds, accompanied by lightning and thunders on Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, there was a great impact on those around the mountain. And we can say that they knew his glory. But it is equally true at Cana that the quiet realization of the transformation of water into wine resulted in a great impact on his disciples. His disciples and others who became aware of how this new abundance of wine was suddenly given. Dear faithful, you and I, if we allow ourselves to realize the quiet miracle that happens on this altar, can know his glory more fully today. Jesus made better wine than what had been drunk thus far in the wedding. This symbolizes that the new wine, which is his blood in the Eucharist, is better than anything that was drunk before it. In a few moments, we will encounter Calvary at this altar. We have the privilege of attending the wedding between God and humanity, standing with Mary, Mary Madeleine, and Saint John at the foot of the cross, where the Divine Son gives his life for his bride in sacrificial love. May our hearts be softened and warmed by this miracle. May we perceive the glory of divine love and give ourselves to it today, more fully than ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.